Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. We're live.
It's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The president called on states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. If financial incentives like these help us get more shots in arms, we should use them.
Do you want to see those entities
have a vaccine mandate? Well, I'd like to see them continue to move in that direction, and that's why I pointed out. I had asked the Justice Department to determine whether that is they're able to do that legally. And they can. Local communities can do that. Local businesses can do that. It's still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country. I don't know that yet.
The British government officially warns that 2.6 billion people may die as a result of the mutations coming from the so-called COVID-19 vaccines that are really just genetically modified injections. And everybody from the Washington Post to CNN to Fox News to the Wall Street Journal to Bill Maher saying the vaccines don't work and the majority of people sick and majority of people in hospital, majority of people dying have had their COVID injections. And I've got the government statistics from Israel, from Singapore, from the UK, from Canada, from the United States, from all the countries around the world. But remember Crimson Contagion that we covered 4 or 5 months ago that got millions, 10 million views or so? General Flynn said it was the best work he'd seen on COVID.
Here's the thing. In this whole thing, this whole document, they have their disclaimer. And at the end, they go, the infectious pathogens, medical countermeasures, characters, new media experts, blah, 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 are hereby described, are entirely fictional. They say it's entirely fictional, but when we show you how it relates in the real world scenario, you're gonna be blown away.
Conspiracy theories also proliferated across social media, suggesting that the virus had been purposely created and introduced to the population by drug companies, or that it had escaped from a government lab secretly testing bioweapons. This is in 2017, right after Fauci says a virus will be released. It's going to happen. It's going to challenge Trump. It's going to be a surprise operation. The war game from 3.5 years ago, put out by the Rockefellers and others, saying they would inject people with this vaccine, everybody would get sick, and then out of that would collapse civilization. We discover that almost all of the different types of mammals that they injected with similar vaccines that target spike proteins on coronaviruses, that in almost every case, the animals die within a few months of being given the injection. And it can be extrapolated out that humans, in the physiological differences, would die in a few years. That's how Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and so many other respected medical doctors came on this show and said, you will see antibody-dependent enhancement by the first fall and winter after the injections, and now it's already beginning.
Have antibodies to the spike proteins, which will probably be around forever. The antibodies themselves can attack your lungs, your kidneys, and your livers and cause autoimmune disease.
And it turns out they knew from hundreds of prestigious studies and government initiatives. University of Texas wasn't studies. It was a four-year initiative of seven universities led by the University of Texas, where they gave all sorts of spike protein vaccines for coronaviruses to rats, ferrets, other animals. And some rats lived, none of the ferrets lived. This is all a test to see what they can do to you. Just like they said 6 months ago, oh, it's a rare heart condition, a rare blood clot in the brain, a rare stroke. No, it's in the majority of people because it starts growing protein crystals. You don't have a virus. You get given protein crystals. That's what the spike protein is. And your body starts growing it. And in every case they've done this, it kills the lab animals, the vast majority. They knew what they did. Like if you poured a gallon of gasoline on yourself, let it soak in and then struck a match, what's going to happen? But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
First tonight, though, we're continuing to follow the bizarre and very fast-changing guidance on COVID from the White House. Remember when they told you the last administration was incompetent? We've never seen anything like this. It's beyond belief. It was just a week ago that Rochelle Walensky of the CDC did her best to terrify all of us over the new Indian strain of COVID. Walensky described the so-called Delta variant as, quote, one of the most infectious respiratory diseases we know of and that I have seen in my 20-year career. An internal CDC document summed it up in martial terms, quote, the war has changed, wrote the CDC. In response to those horrifying developments, the administration immediately re-implemented indoor mask mandates, even for people who've been fully vaccinated. And that was enough to get even the deeply incurious American news media asking questions. Wait a second. If the vaccines work, why the masks? So they started digging, and they didn't have to dig much. On Friday morning, the Washington Post ran this headline, quote, vaccinated people made up three-quarters of those infected in a massive Massachusetts COVID-19 outbreak, pivotal CDC study finds, end quote. The New York Times ran a similar piece. Again, it was based on numbers from the CDC. And yet, just minutes after those articles appeared, the White House panicked. A senior member of its COVID-19 response team, a man who is not a doctor, but instead a career flack called Ben Wanaka, jumped on social media to attack the media, and in fact attack the administration's own scientists. Here was Wanaka's message to the New York Times on Twitter over the weekend. He wrote it in all caps, as if he was shouting, quote, vaccinated people do not transmit the virus at the same rate as unvaccinated people, and if you fail to include that context, you're doing it wrong, he barked. He went on to call the Washington Post coverage of it irresponsible, and he added this, quote, let's be clear. If 10 vaccinated people walk into a room full of COVID, about 9 of them would walk out of the room with no COVID. 9 of them. But is that true? Ben Wanaka, the one who was not a doctor but instead a flack, did not provide a citation for that statistic. And in fact, judging by the CDC's own numbers, it appears to be wrong. In other words, it is classic misinformation, possibly Russian in origin. And yet, strangely, Ben Wanaka, who knows much less about science than, say, Alex Jones, was not banned from the internet. He just kept tweeting. And then a few hours later, he got backup support from Rochelle Walensky herself. The vaccine works, Walensky shouted. In fact, it works so well, you may soon be forced to get it.
Are you for mandating a vaccine on a federal level?
You know, that's something that I think the administration is looking into. It's something that I think we're looking to see approval of from the vaccine. Overall, I think in general, I am all for more vaccination. But I have nothing further to say on that except that we're looking into those policies. And quite honestly, as people are doing that locally, those are individual local decisions as well.
So we're looking into a federal vaccine mandate. But then just minutes after she said that, Rochelle Walensky went on Twitter to take it back. Quote, to clarify, there will be no nationwide mandate. I was referring to mandates by private institutions and portions of the federal government, end quote. But of course, that's not at all what she said. She said, we're looking into a federal mandate nationwide.
And that's how the psychology works of these people, as they say. We're going to phase it in and then bring in a mandate and have a world ID card system. And then when you say, I don't want to do it, well, then it doesn't exist and you're crazy. So they announce it. You say, we don't want it. I don't want that. They go, you're crazy. No one's doing that. It's like, hey, countries with 95-99% vaccination rate have the highest rates of dead from COVID, and almost everyone in the hospital has had the shot. The shot's doing it. And they just take you off Twitter or Facebook or YouTube if you show the foreign newspaper headlines, which then weeks later end up being here, but it's still bizarre because you talk to friends and family that don't believe you. It's happened to me. And they just go, Alex, I'm talking about cousins, people like that. Alex, they wouldn't be pushing this if it was really going to hurt people. Come on. And I'm like, let me just show you. No, I don't want to look at it, okay? I even have one family member who got very ill off the first shot. And I said, don't take the second one. And they said, don't get in my business and won't talk to me now. You talk about like the Civil War where you'd have brother against brother back in the 1860s here. Well, that's the same story here now. Or this is a spiritual choice people are making. Let me raise something here that we've talked quite a bit about but hasn't gotten any attention and that I think could bring this whole house of cards down. And it's this right here. This is a small stack. COVID vaccines causing cancer. And it's all mainstream news. Them telling you, okay, listen, in your lymph nodes, your uterus, your ovaries, your testicles, your breasts, the vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, does cause tumors to grow. And they may tell you that they're malignant, but just don't go to the doctor for 6 months. Or if the doctor says it's cancer, wait 6 months. Now, I'm going to show you official CDC guidance that when your doctor says you've got tumors, malignant, you know, the ones that eat you alive, not benign, just don't worry about it. I mean, it's all just a test of how many of us they can kill. And can they come squat at your dinner table and take a dump in front of you and tell you it's chocolate ice cream? And then piss in your face and tell you it's lemonade. I mean, sorry to use a gross analogy, but this is ridiculous. And I can open the phones up and say, just call in if you're 80 and you started having menstrual cycles again. Or just call in if you had emergency surgery because a huge tumor grew in your uterus a month after it was shot. We'll load the phones. Just tune in if you got breast cancer. They did emergency surgery on you and it was malignant. We'll have full phone lines. Because I know people personally whose wives had to have emergency surgery after they took the shot. I know people personally whose testicles swole up so big they had to have emergency surgery. I know people personally that were told they had lymphatic cancer 2 weeks after they took the shot, and they told them the shot did it. I know people personally that have big, fat heart attacks who were only 40-something years old and had no heart problems after they took it, and they admit it does it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is gaslighting. And I have a whole stack of young people dead and dying and heart attacks, 15-year-old boys, you name it, after they take the shot. And they admit, oh, it can cause that. So the main effect is growing protein crystals in you that'll kill you over the next 5 years or so, maybe less. We're going to find out, but that's what all the scientists say. See, that's the thing. It's like all the scientists. They go, oh, trust the science. Like all the major scientists go, don't do this. It's going to grow protein crystals and it's going to attack the body and it's going to cause heart attacks and it's going to cause strokes and it's going to grow tumors. I mean, what do you think happens when they put a program in your body to have your cells all start producing a spike protein? I mean, what do you think? It's the spike protein makes you sick. And I guess it grows cancer like sunshine and rain and good soil grows plants. And we've got all these scientists and all these doctors on explaining it to you, and they predicted it all, and now it's here. So I've got this stack of news. We had a bunch of other news first, but anybody can research this, or anybody can just talk to your neighbors, people that have got the shots. 89-year-old women having menstrual cycles, and now they want to give it to all our children, and it turns out they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars with the White House directing it, with state, local, and federal international money to target now teenagers and below 12, getting ready for authorization for that under emergency use. So now it's not enough to kill all the old people and people dumb enough to use it. Now it's not enough to coerce everybody and say you got to take it or you can't go in a restaurant or have a job or a grocery store. Now they're going to target people below the age of consent. And California passed a law they can give 12-year-olds the vaccine without even getting authorization, which isn't a vaccine. It's a gene modification system. Yep, the future's here.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My sweet love, there's nothing wrong. Contemplating God under the chemtrails, over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool. Under the chemtrails, over the country club.
Chemtrails over the country club.
Take out your turf.
Now the top-rated music talks about the chemtrails. Now the top-rated podcasts sound like the Alex Jones Show. Now Tucker Carlson says Alex Jones knows science better than the White House. What's that really about? It's about people signaling they know the truth. It's about people signaling they want to live. It's about people signaling they're not going to be part of the big lie. It's about coming together. It's not about following Alex Jones. It's about awakening. It's about using our minds together in a family of truth, in a family of understanding, in a family of love for our species and for the truth. A family that loves truth. Let me show you who doesn't love truth. Overhead shot, please. There are a few people that have as evil a countenance as this woman. And everything that comes out of her mouth is calculated gaslighting to enslave and oppress and overturn every hard-fought liberty that humans have. CNN media analysts, they don't tell you, globalist, eugenicist, former head of Planned Parenthood, Bill Gates' acolyte, post-humanist, CNN medical analyst, we can't trust the unvaccinated. Lena Wynn. And just look at her. She's like a coiled snake, a viper, a true monster. I wouldn't want to be her when she faces the Creator. Here's another one. Australian MP says unvaccinated people need to be controlled and restricted. Same all the world. Oh, nobody's going to restrict anybody. Jennifer Aniston rips anti-vaxxers, says they have moral duty to identify themselves. Yes, so maybe wear a yellow star on ourselves. Identify that we didn't take the experimental Nuremberg violating injection that the majority of people sick and dying have taken the shot. I mean, that's, but see, she does what she's told. Jennifer Aniston, you know, when she's not starring in Leprechaun or not on Friends, because nobody has real friends, they sit and watch simulated Friends. She's going to tell us all about our medical world and our personal life. Hey, how about it's my body, bimbo? How about you shut up? How about we come protest at your house? You want to identify us? Stop stalking us, Hollywood. Get out of our lives. Look at this monster. Everything we see in Australia is coming here. The same health minister last week that said, don't talk to your neighbors. Remember the Canadian minister said, oh, we're going to keep lockdown in forever. We don't want anybody talking to each other unauthorized. You might spread disinfo. I mean, the cult's out in the open. Australian health official tells grandparents, don't go anywhere near your grandkids. They've had 10 deaths this year, they claim, of COVID. And they say if there's ever one, they'll shut down. No matter how many people it starves to death or commit suicide, it's all martial law. Australia's just gone back to being a total prison colony. But you know, when it was a prison colony and you worked hard all week in the fields, they'd let you walk around in the woods or go to the beach a little bit on Saturday before Sunday. Of course, you got locked up at night at the penal camps just because you were poor and from Ireland or Scotland or England. But they're just right back to the penal colony they were. Great people in Australia. We ought to open the phones up. In fact, let's do this. I've been meaning to do this. Let's open the phones up because we've got a bunch of big activists. We've got a big activist helping lead the fight, well-known actor and activist that ran for mayor in London. Friends of Paul Joseph Watson, we've got a special guest joining us next hour as part of these big giant rallies. And we've got Chris Skye leading the fight, rallying against the lockdowns, also joining us, leaving more of his predictions that have come true. But let's intersperse throughout all this your calls. Let's start out with the first round. Callers from Australia, please. No one else call. I know it's the middle of the night in Australia, but a lot of you are still up. How are you liking the second endless lockdown? The helicopters telling you you can't go to the beach. People being beat up and arrested at their houses because they're trying to organize criticism against the lockdown, which is a political move. How dare you want to get out of prison? At least in prison, you can petition the Congress or petition the courts, or petition the warden. You don't even allow the petition. Just shut up and stay in your house while we can put you on welfare and then all the resources dry up. Almost all these people are communist leaders. Australian health official tells grandparents, don't go anywhere near your grandkids. Video clips on InfoWars.com. New set of segregation. Vaccine cards are just the beginning, and in New York, they particularly target black people. Oh, because you're more at risk, they say, so they're going to be even meaner to you. Tough love. Rand Paul says NIH director's stupid after he called to wear mask at home. Well, the cult's always got to expand the power. Senator introduces legislation to mandate voter ID for states that mandate vaccine passports. Oh, the left says that can't happen. Texas judge blocks governor's order halting transport of COVID-positive illegals to be let go onto the streets, saying not letting them go on streets spreads COVID. You're like, that's not true. No, read the ruling. It says not letting them go spreads COVID. Just like, remember, they said Black Lives Matter marching stopped COVID. Anyone else marching spreads COVID. Associated Press reports. You're like, that's not logical. They want to murder logic. They want to get you used to not having logic. Video, Biden confronted allowing untested and unvaccinated illegals into the U.S. And it goes on and on. But first, let's get to the admitted Marxist-Leninist, Mayor de Blasio. And here he is saying, oh, yes, it is a mandate. So, again, there was never going to be a vaccine mandate, even though it's going in all the world. There's never going to be a tracker pass, even though Klaus Schwab said 5 years ago, we're going to use the threat of a virus to bring in a world government ID card that will be standardized under the UN. You'll then wear on your clothes. Then it'll be a face scan or a hand scan, and then it'll be an implantable chip. And they're running the show. But when we say, hey, we don't want that, we're, oh, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center says, oh, no, 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 no. That's code word for racism. And in the new terrorism policy, it says protesting lockdowns is terrorism. It's white supremacy. And protesting election is. You're not allowed to do it because they're liberals and you're free. So I think we should all shut up and do what they say and let them put handcuffs on us and put us in the back of the van and put us in that dungeon. We'll be much safer if we don't fight back. Here is the mayor saying the first in the nation policy, not a law, requiring COVID vaccination.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass, the Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city.
This let's stop there. It gets a lot worse. So in Israel, wearing a bracelet that tracks you with GPS is called a Freedom Pass. It was going to be called the Excelsior Pass. But people don't want the Excelsior Pass. No, that's not Stan Lee's Excelsior. Now it's the Key to the City. With him smiling like a demon, like the Joker is the mayor of New York. Ha ha, kids. You drink this, you'll feel great. Yeah, take this shot. I'm a commie. America's mine. I'm going to explain something really important when we come back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Like it's winning in the beginning, but soon the tide turns and good comes out on top if we take action and cry out to God to lead, guide, and direct us. We are unstoppable. All right, my friends, I'm going to get back to the preacher, the admitted Marxist-Leninist. They all are. In fact, there's now mainline articles going, have you noticed all the people running the lockdowns worldwide are Marxist? And why suddenly are they in power everywhere? And why are megabanks funding them? Well, megabanks funded the Bolshevik Revolution. It's an elite attack on the people, telling the people it's grassroots. It's the opposite. And you ask, well, what's it going to do to New York? And what's it going to do to L.A. and San Francisco and all these cities that are already collapsing when they're jacking up taxes even more, regulations even more? I couldn't afford to live in New York. And I'm not that rich, but I got some money. And I've been there and seen what, like, tiny apartments I couldn't pay for. How do people live there? And now they're just stacking all of this stuff up on top of it and saying, if you want to have a business, if you want to go in a grocery store, if you want to go at the mall, if you want to get on a bus, you've got to show a New York City pass that's a part of this global UN / Bill Gates system, this affiliated program with a QR code of your medical record, and then they're going to always say more shots, and you don't see that database as a danger when they admit it's about a world ID and a world social credit score and the backbone of the entire control system? On a scale of 1 to 10, when you're carrying a little computer around to be able to go in stores or get on a bus, and you've got to show an ID to do it, with your medical records, and you've got to take an experimental shot in their own literature, massively contributing to health issues? I mean, this ain't like smoking a few packs of cigarettes. This is like smoking cigarettes for 30 years when you take a shot. I mean, this is like getting hit by a truck. We know it's premeditated, and these people are going to line up because metaphysically they need you to at least agree to it, even if it's coerced. So, again, I'm somebody that knew this was coming. I'm somebody that is not easy to push around. I'm pretty pig-headed, pretty donkey-like. And I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty scared. And by scared, I mean I'm freaked out for my family, for you, for everybody. I'm not scared of the enemy, and I'm not going to back down, but I am scared for humanity. I mean, I am legitimately shook up bad. And I don't know how anybody on the enemy side carrying the crime out would feel, because that's why I'm scared. I'm scared of God. I'm scared of separation from God. And I look in the mirror a lot, and I think, you're not doing enough, Jones. Even though I'm doing everything I can do, my conscience tells me I should do it more, because there is no words that can describe how evil this is. This is bad. And we need to see what Tucker Carlson's doing duplicated. And I don't tell this story before I play this clip to just go, look how great Alex Jones is. But even if they kill me or put me in prison, this is a big satisfaction point in success and completion of the mission. If I could wake up Tucker Carlson, and Tucker's told me face-to-face, and credited with me with helping wake him up to a great extent. He's a super smart guy. Once he shifted his awareness and became cynical, then he sees even more than I do, you understand? And he's more eloquent in many ways. But I've woke up countless others, ladies and gentlemen. This show has, and that means you have by supporting us. And that means you can go out and wake others up who will be powerful forces for good against this evil, and then my job will be complete. In fact, we're very close to converting even more major thought leaders. And even if I disappeared at this point, I think I could say my main mission, and I know God's other missions for me, and I intend to keep going on. But I do feel a great feeling of completion. There's so many people that get it now that it's kind of like a three-stage rocket booster, and the third stage broke away. We made it into orbit, and we made the orbit where we wanted to make the orbit. And I just want to look back at the last 27 years and salute the listeners, salute all the supporters, salute my parents and my family and all of you that made this possible, because I think it's important in all this negativity and all these bad things happening to pause for a moment and to really take stock of the fact that InfoWars delivered the goods. And that means everybody that's worked here, everybody that's supported, that means the crew, the host, everybody putting up with me. You guys did this, And I just think you should know that the enemy did not hit us flat-footed. And because we did this, they're in a lot of trouble right now. And I have no doubt they're going to make me pay severely for this. That's okay. Because I didn't want to live a life of serving evil. I didn't want to live a life of being another man's minion. I didn't want to live a life on my knees, but on my feet. And I can just tell you, though, that I can metaphysically feel a major disturbance in the forces, they would say. And things are about to get very, very dangerous and very, very bad. Because the enemy is losing badly right now. And I feel very, very sad, actually, for a lot of their little scared minions that wanted power, not because they were evil, a lot of them, but because they were scared little men. And I think now they realize they've signed on to something very evil. I mean, for all of you that push the forced inoculations and all the lies, I mean, you are mass murderers now. I mean, you have really killed a lot of people. And what do you think is going to happen when you metaphysically already cross one big flaming line on your road to perdition? There's one more line that when you cross it and you target people that are not of the age of consent with drugs or sex or corruption, evil, that God really, and in every other culture, you know, the Greeks said the most worst thing you could do was corrupt the young. Humans have this written on our heart. You're now going after two-year-olds. These liberal parents are signing waivers and giving experimental shots to their two-year-olds and one-year-olds, and many are dying. I have that right here in the articles. And the families say it's worth it for science when their kids die. This is the same as sacrificing your children to an idol. And so history's repeating itself, and now they want to bully and come in and bully the children and bully the parents to target children with this. It's one thing if you pressure somebody with their job and do that. That violates the Nuremberg Code. That's evil. That's wrong. But it's something entirely different when you target young children. And that's the final line, the ultimate sin. And I am is a sign on the way to hell, flipping here in the wind. Imagine I'm like a tree with a tree branch with a sign hanging off saying, this way is your damnation. And there's the sign just swinging in the wind. Turn back now. It's creaking in the wind. Turn back now. You need to turn back right now. Doom is down that road. Stop. Stop now. But when you look at de Blasio and you look at these other people, you look at Governor Newsom and Governor she's so demonically possessed of Michigan, just totally demoned out. Just, I can't make the faces. Just, I can't even let flow that energy through me to show it to you. But you know what I'm talking about. Like a jack-o'-lantern lit up on Halloween. When you look at them, and they start talking about, you're going to have the key to the city. It's going to be so good. Just take the shot. Oh, yes. And you, the liberals are all like, I took it. I love it. Oh. They know it's evil. They know it's bad. They know they're giving up their humanity. They know they're self-harming. And they're harming you. And they are getting off. I mean, Fauci is on all these children's TV shows. I was watching it this morning. And I had to stop. I was getting so upset. I mean, I don't need that level of hate in my heart, you know. Look at that little garden gnome, that little demon. And he's just sitting there. Yes, children will take it. Good for you. It's all safe. It's nice. Take it. Oh, nice. Oh, oh, so nice. And they've got these beautiful supermodel women. They're targeting little girls and little boys to take it. I mean, this is so sick to watch these demons put a beautiful goddess on the end of a hook to lure children in because children trust women. Because historically, children can trust women.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I've never been to Australia, but they wanted me to go there and give speeches. I know per capita on Alexa, back before they got bought by Amazon and they rigged it, we were number one for a political show in England. We were like number four in Australia and like number 20 in the U.S. So we're more popular in Australia than we've even been per capita in the United States. But Australia was a penal colony. Part of the U.S. had penal colonies as well. They dumped a lot of prisoners in the U.S. So the U.S.'s history is very similar to Australia's. And I really love Aussies, but man, do they have an evil government out of control. And they are the model of lockdown, the model of oppression. They're telling Aussies all sorts of horrible things. A year ago, Aussies called in and said, they're secretly arresting people and taking them to facilities if they criticize the lockdown. I even had trouble believing it. We had like five calls in a row one day saying it. They sounded very credible. Months later, they were arresting people on TV for protesting online. They come to their houses, arrest them. So it's true. And now that model's coming here. They're saying arrest people that won't put out this info and criticize the lockdowns. It's happening in Germany. I mean, just a year ago, I was having trouble believing it. And then it happened and was confirmed. So I want to open the phones up because we have Lawrence Fox, who is a very successful actor. He's also a very successful leader against the lockdowns and is a big part of those giant protests you've been seeing with hundreds of thousands of people marching each time. He's going to be joining us. And while he's on with us, I'm going to take some calls from Australia. And then I'm going to segue to calls from Europe and the UK and Canada when Chris Skye is on in the third hour. It's all about activism. It's all about standing up. It's all about calling the fraud out, calling for the rest of the globalists. So start giving the number out right now. And sometimes when I give the number out, it's the middle of the night right now in Australia, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, depending on which time zone. Sometimes we load the phones up. Sometimes we get one or two calls. But regardless, we'll go to you. Give us your take on what you're witnessing and what you're seeing. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Dial your country code and 877-789-2539. Now, obviously, some folks can't call in a 1-800 because they're on a digital phone line or whatever. That's fine. Call 01-512-646-1776. 01-512-646-1776. 01-512-646-1776. And I'd love to hear what you think about the ongoing lockdowns and being the epicenter of the globalist tyranny. 10 deaths this year in 7 months from COVID, they claim. Country completely locked back down. New Zealand says we won't allow one case. It's all based on a fraudulent PCR test. And the question is, why are they doing this? Well, because the public is putting up with it. It's like Hawaii was overthrown and taken over by the U.S. government. It's not really a free state. They do stuff there. They don't get away with it anywhere else because the public never learned their rights of U.S. citizens. And I don't get in people's business, native groups. But I like the Hawaiians. They love me when I'm out there. They don't really like a lot of other people from outside. They love me because they know I'm against the system. And I've been invited to meet with some of their top actual chiefs and stuff. I was blown away when I found out who it was they wanted me to meet with. But I mean, I'd love to come help lead a rebellion there and establish America in America. Because it's not the U.S. government that's enslaving people in Hawaii. It's the globalists that are enslaving us all. But I want to see everybody free. I want to see the Aussies free. I want to see the Hawaiians free. I'd love the Hawaiians to take back their islands and they can run it. And then we can have a free country. I want to save America, but man, the footage we've got all over the U.S., all over Europe, of just beating women and children up, riding people over with Clydesdale horses. I mean, it is just absolutely out of control. This is just maximum tyranny, and now they say they want to arrest us. You know, beating up a little girl. Look at that. Hitting like a 12-year-old girl. Man, I'm going to take that down. I can't even look at it. That's Germany. Here's France. So we're going to cover all of that here today, 877-789-2539, if you live in Australia. Or we'll throw New Zealand in it, too. I know it's really bad. And then Canada and Europe in the third hour today. Now, before I go any further, let's finish up with de Blasio. Here's the admitted communist going, you're going to get the key to the city when you take the shot. But with 70% of New York already injected, 47% of the U.S., notice they said, oh, sorry, you still got to wear a mask. You got to take more shots now. Once they get you with that pass, that's not a key to the city. That's a ball and chain around your neck, around your body. Them putting what in your body what they want. I mean, think about that in context while this creepy-looking dude, that, again, if I was going to cast for a horror movie where a guy runs a bed and breakfast and he really eats the people and kills them that come to the bed and breakfast, I would hire him. I mean, he just comes off as ultra evil. So first, we're going to give you a hamburger. We're going to give you some fries, a donut. Now we're going to let you go outside. We're going to let you go in businesses. We're going to track where you go too, buddy. Think about that. Just like that. The Holy Grail, the New World Order. Here it is.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass. The Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in the city.
All the amazing things that an illegal alien can do crossing the border. All the, so let's start it over. Imagine, it is imagining. Imagine you can do all these wondrous things once you let Big Pharma put something in your body. Just imagine. Start it over.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass. The Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders.
And pause again.
And if you're vaccinated...
This is a miraculous place full of wonders, kids. Just let us put an experimental secret thing in your body from depopulationist, and it's going to be so much fun. Sorry, go ahead.
Vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate.
Pause again. This is so biblical. This is Mark of the Beast. If you don't, you can't open the door. You're a prisoner. So get out of the door, stick your arm out, and let us shoot you up. And look else who runs it. Former head of Planned Parenthood says you can't trust the unvaccinated. Lock them up. Don't let them have food. How would you trust anybody like this maniac? And now they confirm the majority of sick took the shot. The majority of the dying took the shot. And they're trying to suppress that desperately. He thinks he's so powerful, he can kill you. And he'll get away with it. Continue.
So that's the point we're trying to get across. It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life.
You know, everything they say to you is a lie. So listen, you need to see it as essential to leading a good and full and healthy life. You understand? Even though it admits it destroys your immune system, can hurt you, can kill you. You need to see it as that and imagine that. Imagine you're going to be free. Just take the shot. Even though all these idiots took the shot and they're not. Continue.
NYC pass will be a first in the nation approach. It will require vaccination for workers and customers in indoor dining, in indoor fitness facilities, indoor entertainment facilities.
Hit pause again. And that means tracking and control and databases expanded everything. I mean, this is the holy grail of evil. Continue.
Requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated. At least
one dose. Stop again. They're also saying that even if you've already had the disease or whatever, and that can kill you to take a shot, you need to do it. They don't care about science or anything. So this is the violation of the Nuremberg Code, and he is proud to announce he's the first one to do it. He's the top Nazi. Continue.
For folks, in terms of work, they'll need at least one dose. This is crucial because we know that this will encourage a lot more vaccination. We've seen it already. We've seen the impact of the mandate we've put in place for city workers already.
That's enough. These are the people that sent folks with the flu and with pneumonia into nursing homes to get high death rates. This is a mass murderer. This man is a communist. This man is the enemy of humanity. And there goes New York. These are globalist enclaves, globalist colonized zones. They're going to run all the Americans out of them, no matter what color you are, if you still believe in freedom, and then bring in new third world slaves to then expand the colonization of the rest of the country. This is a scientific plan, and these are just ultra evil people. I saw him 3 years ago when he first got in, brag at the UN, how they were going under UN control in New York, and they had a big celebration, had tears in their eyes. This is insane. All right, we're going to go to break. Please remember, we have a new big sale going. It's only going for 1 week, and then it will end. It's the InfoWars Limited Supply Flash Sale, 50% off of some of our top best-selling products we have very limited supplies of. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and only another day or two. The highest quality, but very limited supply. Turbo Force, only a day or two left, 50% off, limited supply. Lung Cleanse, Mouth and Throat Defense, 50% off. That's for a week or so. Vitamin C and zinc. Super high dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies with calcium. 50% off. Those can run for a week. Survival Shield X2 selling out quick. The Good Deep Earth Halogen. So critical for your immune system. 40% off. InfoWars privacy pouches with 10 stickers and the door sticker. Since they say no to contact tracers. 50% off. That ends this week. InfoWarsStore.com. We are the resistance. Thank you all for your support. We'll be back with hour number two with your calls and a special guest.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
But I'll tell you.